to me, O coastlands, pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his lance, of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God. And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised and abhorred by the nations, the slave of rulers. Kings shall see and stand up, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. And the New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. And it can be found on page 165. Paul calls to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brothers, sons of Jesus, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, all to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him, you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of God, the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, that letter, 1 Corinthians, by Paul to the church at Corinth, is really what we read today as the salutation to that letter. It's how he opens the letter, how he speaks to the church there at Corinth, which he had founded. He starts off, interestingly, setting his pedigree, as it were, in the sense that by the will of God, he was created as an apostle for Jesus Christ. You know, before, Paul had been persecuting the Christians. Until on the road to Damascus, he had his aha moment, and Jesus showed him the way, the truth, and the life. And he's been setting up churches, and now he's writing a letter to a church that has, there's a little conflict, there's a little confusion in the message over the passage of years, and he's going to try and set them straight. So first, there were some people in Corinth that were challenging him because he wasn't one of the 12 apostles that had followed Jesus at first. And he very clearly puts that to death, puts that down very quickly, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And this is to the church of God in Corinth, and those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. So he is speaking directly to everyone who's been accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They've come to that aha moment where they're justified. They're moving into the sanctification process where the Holy Spirit is in them, growing in them, making them conforming them to Jesus Christ, not conforming them to the world. The mistake that we find is so many of the times, so much of culture tries to conform the church to the culture. That's not the way the Scriptures work. The Scriptures tell us that we are to be conformed to Jesus Christ. There are a lot of cultures out there that need to be changed and conformed to Jesus Christ. There are a lot of cultures that can be compatible with worshiping Jesus Christ, and there are some that aren't. So, these are sanctified in Jesus Christ, so they're being made perfect in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is in Jesus Christ. They're called to be saints together with all those who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ. So he's telling them, you're all in one accord. You're all of one family. You're all Christians. You're all followers of the way. So you need to be conformed to Jesus Christ. All of you. Not that group over there and that group over there, and you guys get to sit over here and say, jump. We're supposed to be of one accord in the great important things, in those key essentials. You know, we confess Jesus as our Lord. We confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead and we're saved. Then, how is it that we have to treat our brothers and sisters, and how is it that we're supposed to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our spirit? Then the next piece is, notice how he does a greeting. And oftentimes, people say, well, grace and peace, peace and grace. What's, you know, does it matter which one comes first? Well, grace, without the grace, you're not going to have peace. So Paul says, grace first. And where's this grace? What is grace? As we said 3 weeks ago, grace could be said it's God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace, it's freely given by God to us. There's nothing we could do to earn it. It's without merit. He gives it freely to us. So we have grace, the grace of God. And because we have the grace of God, and we recognize that we have the grace of God through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit, then we can have peace. We can have that shalom. Even in the toughest of times, we can be at peace with God, at peace with ourselves, because Christ is with us, strengthening us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, last week we had the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist, and as he was being immersed and coming out of the water, what happens? The Holy Spirit, like a dove, descends, and I hear that voice. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And he hasn't even done anything yet. He hasn't even started his public ministry yet. And yet God says he's well pleased. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Jesus Christ Jesus. There, he founded the church. They're believers of Jesus Christ. They're followers of Jesus Christ. And he's giving thanks, Paul is giving thanks, that they have that. First point was, Paul was called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by God. The people that are worshiping together need to be worshiping together, and they're worshiping because of that peace they have because of the grace of God. The third point is there's been some contention in this church about gifts and spirits and speaking in tongues and who has what gift and who has what talent and which one's more important than the others. Well, first, what they get is, starting verse 7, He says, so that you are not lacking. This is the key in most of the scriptures that I like. Two words. They're two simple words. There's a little bit ahead of it, and then there's something after it. It's this, so that. In other words, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are waiting and anticipating that second coming. That first century church, 2,000 years ago. And we still are. We still are of the same attitude, the attitude of anticipation, that attitude of expectation. And we're dealing with spiritual gifts. You know, how many people can play the piano? How many people can play a flute? How many have those spiritual gifts? Because it can be a spiritual gift, playing an instrument, whether it's an organ, whether it's... and a guitar, right, Alex? Spiritual gift. Alex, you're awake. You can play a guitar, yeah. Those are spiritual gifts because God gives them to you. Now, you can use them for things that are not of the Spirit, but they're given so that you can. That's why those gifts are there. And none of you are lacking in spiritual gifts. It may take some while before you figure out what they are. Sometimes it might just be the spiritual gift of being able to make somebody else smile. Every time somebody like... Let's see, there's Alyssa. She smiles and she makes people smile, right? And Adrielle, when she smiles, she makes people smile. And Damien, oh goodness, look at that grin, that smile. See, now that's contagious. And Noah and Isaiah and Elijah. There we go. See, he's paying attention up there. So we all have spiritual gifts and we all have talents. And he's going to strengthen us. This is the third part. Jesus is going to strengthen us so that we may be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes again. Because we're faithful. And this is just in the start of this letter. This is just as an introduction. He sets out who he is, what his ministry is. He sets out how we are in relation together and should be. And then he tells us all of those gifts and all of those talents are there so that when he comes back, we'll be found blameless before him. The Son of God. We are children of God by the grace of God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Have peace, shalom, because of his grace. Amen. Amazing grace.